and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card, powered by Aspen Dental on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. How are you?
I'm sick. How are you?
I'm well. I finally went to the doctor and got antibiotics, and finally I'm feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do.
The doctor looked at me. She's like, it took you 8 days to get here. 8? I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was just going to go away.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go away too. But thank you guys for sending that to my house. I appreciate it.
No, it's impossible. The doctor told me that because it's like a bacterial sinus infection that I'm not contagious, and that's why my husband and my daughter haven't gotten sick.
Huh.
Well.
So I can't take blame for this.
Well, I mean, where did you get it, though? It had to come from somewhere, so it had to be contagious from something.
I know. I have a theory that it has to do with me just being like overworked, tired, not enough sleep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's not fun. Wherever it came from.
It's true. I'll give you that.
You're not swimming at the house right now, are you, babe?
Yeah, let's talk about this flood. Well, he said that you broke something and now the whole house is flooded.
I broke something?
He said when
actually, I broke a handle, okay? And the water spigot was working just fine after I broke that handle because I only broke the handle. He broke something last night and the water won't shut off outside of the house. So we have to shut all the water off to the house because the emergency shutoff for that valve isn't working either.
Let me paint you a picture here, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
A rope is made up of many strands.
Okay.
Let's say there's 8 strands in the rope.
Mm-hmm.
When my wife destroyed the handle for said spigot, she probably destroyed 6 of those strands. And then carpet cleaners came 2 days ago, and I'm pretty sure they destroyed the second to last strand. And then me, innocent man, trying to water our sod-covered yard, was caught up in the fracas that has transpired here.
Right.
Right, sure. Okay. Yeah.
It's crazy. You really take for granted turning on the faucet. I mean, I don't think you realize how many times you use water in the morning when you're getting ready for your day until you don't have any.
I was impressed that he got up to go turn it on to brush his teeth this morning because I thought for sure, like, he wouldn't brush his teeth. Like,
right.
You got to get out the door. But he did, or he claims he did.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true.
Left his towel, his toothbrush, his toothpaste, his brush. He left everything downstairs on the kitchen counter.
I did tell her that, but Anna granted me a waiver.
Truth be told, is I probably would have just been like, forget it. I'll chew some Trident on the way in.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right. So how else has he been behaving as a husband this week?
He's been okay, Anna. You know, he's just been a man. I think he should have one of those punishments where, like, you know, when you were in elementary school and you did something wrong and you had to write something like 100 times, like, I will not chew gum in class. I think he needs a piece of paper and a pen and he needs to write down like 100 or 200 times that my wife is usually right.
What would you like to do that, Raven?
The word usually is hard for me to write. So that would be tough.
I was going to say always, but
why is it hard
usually
for you to write? Because you don't know how to spell it?
Right. What's that?
Because you don't know how to spell it?
No,
why is it
hard? I like my UNA to really flow, and they don't really flow. And sometimes I do miss up the spelling.
Right,
the good news is I'll be practicing my writing this afternoon when I write a check for the plumber.
Okay.
The plumber.
All right. Based on all this, what kind of grade would you like to give your husband for the week?
He's getting a B minus, Anna. I mean, I was going to give him a C, but he does have to write the check for the plumber, so he gets a few points there. But he's not listening to me this week.
Right, you should probably just rewrite that 157 times.
The check?
Right.
No.
That's called the monthly expenses.
That my wife is usually right.
Yep.